times. Tell me, these funny things, are they avos or tolos? What would you say? Avos or tolos? Avos. Avos, okay.
So you can't tell, looking at the Gemara, you can't tell. All the Gemara's expression is chayav mishum avashim. Chayav mishum avashim could be an av, it could be a tolda. Let's take a quick look at the Pirush of Mishnayos LaHarambam. We're going to just read a small excerpt from it. Who actually talks about this quite clearly? The Pirush of Mishnayos, at least in my edition, is to be found on page Vav. The Re'ed, right before the Rif. Right before the Rif. Column 2 towards the bottom. There are 4 columns in my edition. The bottom of the second column of page Vav. He says about 10 lines up. Mishem Bishel Tavshil. The line begins with the word Tavshil. Mina Tavshilin. She told us a ofe? No, we won't say that. Lo noma. Lo noma. Avol hu ofe atzmo. So bishul and ofe is one. They're both avos melachos. It's one fundamental idea. Avol atolda. She tikach osa melacha hamenuya b'avos b'vav. Uve'ez a mokam she timtza osa inyan. Hu told al osa av. He gives examples. We saw about tochen. That's past tense. Okay. Then he says, the last line, "Kemokan inyan abishul, who rifyon ha'atzamim hakoshim." Bishul means softening hard things. Leficha komi, top of column 3. She yatich davar menamatochos o yechem osam, who told us ofe. Afal pishen amadik eish, veno maver oso elishanosin ahatocha ve'eish boer ad shetischamim. This is what's called a tolda. So we, as beferish and pirish and mishnayis. The funny case we have in our sugya are in fact toldos and not ovos. This is not just merely a Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos, but the Rambam says so in Yad HaChazaka as well. Let's see if we have it in the back. I don't even have my original Rambam here at the present time. Ein Mishpat Amole. See if we can find it. Perek Tes. Those are the packets, because it's in the packets. It's look it up, Perek Tes, and Hilchos Shabbos. There's a table of contents at the very first page. It tells you where everything is, where the Rambams are, where other things are. So the Rambam says, Tes halachavov, hamatik echa nimine matris kol shu, or mechamemes hamatris ashet yosa gacheles, or is it told us mevashem? Klala shodava, bein sharipa guf kosher beish, o shehik shaguf rach, harezeh chayav mishumavash. So I say Rambam in Perek Tes, halacha vov. Halacha vov. Now, why is it a tolda? Why is it a tolda? You melt metal. Why is it a tolder, Rabbi? So, well, why? Why isn't there enough? Yes?
Can I ask a question?
Oh, sure.
What? The rest of the sugi is from the Mishnah and all, where it have all been cases where at least the Gemara is given the avos and at times given the tolders also.
Mm-hmm.
So, why the only case the Gemara wants to give us now for official or.
I thought the answer is Pashit. We know what Mavashal is. Mavashal is you take a potato or you take a, I don't know, whatever other a fruit or vegetable, and you cook it. That's Pashit. The Gemara, you're funny cases.
See, when the Gemara asked the Ma'od the team, but the Ma'od the team was, you would think that Bishul is Shaykh, the only food, Mashmon is Shaykh.
That's not what the Gemara said.
The Gemara doesn't say that.
Right.
The Gemara says that it seems to be, the Gemara seems to assume the other Pashit, the Bishul is Shaykh, the non open also. She says this case is funny because of
Rabbi. Very good. It's an excellent point. We're going to come to that. Very, very good. Very good point. So one possibility, Rabbi Osai, is that with Bishul, there are really two different things. This is what the Mefarshim quote. I found a few Svarim that I bought last year. It's a Svarim sale, I think. Didn't think I'd be using it so quickly. It's a sefer called the Shvus Yitzchak on Bishul by Rabbi Drazi from Ramot. Very beautiful sefer. The whole sefer, just all this, just about Bishul, just the basics. Big Talmud Chacham. And I was reading through the sefer. He has many things from Rabbi Yashiv, many, many things. So at the very beginning, he said, you know what? He thinks that Bishul, there's really two different things with a Bishul. Classical Bishul, we'll call it the Avam Bishul, what he calls, this is his a language that she used, we'll call it modern Hebrew. You won't find this Hebrew in earlier in Rishonim. Bishul Ochel is an Av, and melting metal is a Toldah. What's the Pshat? Quotes a Pirush and Mishnah's Lo Rambam. And he says as follows. Bishul Ochel Shemitakein Guf HaDavar Va'osa Shinui Be'echuso. Oh, man. Echuso. Echus. Echus is a modern Hebrew word from the shores of Eich. I don't know when I have to go search. When's the first time the word Echus was ever used as a Hebrew word? I haven't found it in Tanakh. I mean, I'm not booking all Tanakh, but I don't. If you go on a search, I don't think you'll find it there. I think you'll find it in Mishnayos. I mean, I think it's a modern Hebrew term. Right? They took the word eich, you know, quality, and how eich was literally how it is. Shina beichu, so a change in its character and its quality. That's the ad malach. Bishul samemanim. Ikar Malachi, it changed its entire echus, its entire quality. I'm using the word quality only because it's often contrasted with kamus. Echus is quality and kamus is quantity. We even mentioned that, if you recall, in our last year on Bishul, on Lisha, we said that the quantity affects the quality. We say it in modern Hebrew that the kamus affects the echus. So these are the words we're using in modern Hebrew. As opposed to richuch b'matchis, when you melt metal, what do you do? Why do you melt the metal? It's not a modern Hebrew word, mit afsher. Efsher is an old word, but mit afsher is not an old word. La sosa kli v'shuv choseres l'kadmusa. Eino osa tikun v'shinu echus. Therefore it's not an av. It's a tolda. It's a tolda. Because Bishul always makes richuch. Since all typical cooking goes through softening, so if I softened it in a way which changes the essence of what I softened, I had a raw potato, now I have a cooked potato, that's changed forever. That's the Av Malacha of Bishul. If I take metal and I melt it, I wait around a little bit, and it's gonna harden again, right back to where it came from. That's considered only to be a Tolda, not considered to be an Av. And he quotes this from an interesting Chidushim, Haram Kazis. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it properly. Haram Kazis is one of the great Sephardic commentaries on Shas, and he goes Daf al Daf in Masech to Shabbos. And he says that if it changes its entity, completely different kind of a changed item, that's considered to be the Av. Otherwise, it's considered to be a told. It's interesting. You'll ask a question. The Rambam says at the very beginning of the ninth perek of Hilchos Shabbos, told us about. Yes, I'm sorry. Arta Kufa, there was a told, the Rambam says. So you might have thought it's Potter and Gansa.
Right.
Very good. Very good. Very good. You might have thought it's potter completely because it goes back to its original state. Kamashma, at the very least, it's a tolda, but not does not enough. Now the Rambam, that's what the Rambam says.
Right.
You could argue, but it's the Rambam says. Now the famous Rambam I asked you to see in Perek Tes talks about someone who's mechamim es hamayim. If you heat water, yechayel mishum bishul. And the question becomes why? Rambam implies not only is it ayuchayv, it's also an av. It doesn't say it's a tolda. Why? Is the water changed irreversibly? Is there a significant change in the water when you heat it up? Or you cool it down, goes right back where it came from. What do you say?
It gets purified.
Exactly. It gets purified. You know, when there's a problem, who knows what? There's a fear that the water has too many bacteria or things. What do they tell you? Boil your water. They're not telling you to have the water when it's boiling to kill yourself. Boil the water, then it cools down, you can put it in the refrigerator. Once the water is boiled, it's changed forever. Interestingly, the Egle Tal, when he talks about it, says, V'zeh yadua b'refuah. There's the doctors, the microbe hunters, you know, the people who understood what bacteria is about, knows if you boil the water, you've made a change forever. Even if it cools down, it's different water. This is the enlightened Gedolim of more recent years. The Ram Kazis has a slightly different take on this, a slightly different take as far as water is concerned. He says, you know, water, it's different. It's different. He says, it makes a change, but Tivon ve'echusa. Now, those words, I'm not sure when or whether Ram Kazis lived exactly. You may find out for me. But he quotes that later. This is Amri Yu from Perek Aleph in this fantastic work. He says that he talks about this in the Perek Lamed Beis. 300 and something pages later, talks about this. Let's see. How is water different? How is water different? So I'll read you an amazing citation from the Drosha Saran. Who knows Drosha Saran? Drosha Saran? A Bekiyas Rav Yashin. He knows Kolato. He's talking about Drosha Saran. In Drosha Shmini and Hakdom HaShlishis. Unbelievable. Ki amayim kshuchmu vekiblu tsuras hachom. Gam ki niskaru you probably even get this on the board, but Gam ki niskaru yikablu hachom sheinis yosir bekalus. Me shachom arishon chilchalu v'diktuku chelkeim v'chein yikablu sheinis bekalus yosir uv'yichat kashal ha'omdu b'kirirusam zman rav. Ad kan. This science baffles me. I don't know what it means. I got the impression that if it was heated up and it cooled down for a short time, it's going to be easier for him to heat it up a second time. Who could tell me pshat based on maybe some quantum physics or something? You know, the atoms get moved around. You know, doesn't know what it says? The heat is the atoms got shake up the atoms. Yeah.
First of all, do you mean are you assuming that it cooled down completely first?
I don't know what you said.
Are you assuming that it cooled down completely first?
Yeah.
That's then the purity and impurity can affect the boiling. It can affect the ease in which you heat it up, depending on what was in it.
Could be. The Yadua Berefua Rabosai, I understand. What the Drosha Saran is telling us, I'm not quite fully understanding what it really means. Yes?
It's not a very difficult mistake to make in those times. They didn't have an accurate measurement of temperature. So I would imagine that in the time of Iran.
I don't know if it's a mistake. Maybe it's right. I don't. I just don't know. I'm not enough of a physicist. You have to be really smart to say it's a mistake. Maybe. Huh? Sure. Quote, Kshehuchmu v'kiblu tsuras hachom, gam ki niskaru yikablu hachom shenis yosef v'kalas. When it was heated, now it'll be easier to reheat it. Neshachom arishon chilchalu v'diktuku chalkeim. The first heat process, it penetrated and somehow maybe split apart the parts of the water. V'chen yikablu shenis v'kalas yosef. It's easy to get in the second time. I'm not sure what they thought heat got in, and maybe they knew something about H2O, hydrogen, oxygen, and I don't know what they added. I don't know what they knew. But that's what he says in Drushes around. Yeah?
I mean, in Aristotelian physics, the whole idea is that water is its own element. So they don't
know about H2O.
They don't conceive of water as mixed up different.
Okay, elements. Again, I'm not saying what the Ron meant. Whoever could ask a professor of physics or chemistry or biology or I don't know what, science and give ape shot in the Ron, I'd be appreciative. Yes.
I mean, he's right in terms of the Ron, Roger's Ron, all the Aristotelian physics. He is treating Mayim as one of the four Yisodos.
Okay.
He said in the first, the second, and the third. I mean, in every direction of the Ram, he extensively talks about Aristotle in physics. So anything he talks about Mayim has to be seen in that context. It can't be interpreted in modern physics.
Okay.
It has to be in that.
Okay. Aristotle wasn't such a slouch. You know, I mean, it doesn't mean he was right about everything. I mean, far from it, but you know, he wasn't a slouch. So I don't consider it to be a degradation of the Kovan Aran that he was following the science of his day. And if today we have a different science, we have to follow today's science. That's my opinion in these matters. I know that's itself controversial. Oh. I'm not getting involved in any fights right now. But you will hear from me throughout, because it does come up. It comes up. I'll give you the simplest example. The simplest example. The Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about if someone is guilty of what we call Netilas Neshama, if someone is guilty of taking the life of any creature, from big to small, what about a louse, lice, kinim? There's a famous Gemara which seems, Rabbosai, to believe in spontaneous generation, which of course today's scientists do not accept at all. Now I have a way of reading the words of Chazal in a different light. That it doesn't necessarily mean spontaneous generation. But I'm just giving examples of how we're going to approach these things down the line, because it's relevant. Can you kill Kenim today? If you assume Chazal were wrong, and therefore they were matrit, we have to ask her today. If they were right, they said a different way of phrasing things, that we have a leniency which is still acceptable. It's very important. Yeah, Torah Umada. Science is important. And yes, Chazal did not know today's science, that's for sure. How can they know today's science? And therefore, if the results can change, you have to be very careful. You shouldn't jump to conclusions. Because it's something we have to understand in a slightly different way. Can I just give you a yes?
Ben Yehuda says in Gittin, the Shlomo Melech meant the steam engine. I kept the secret for fear that people would attack it, to help people with it.
Okay. Shlomo Melech invented the steam engine, so we have, who was smarter, him or was it Robert Fulton? I mean, who was smarter, Shlomo Melech or Fulton? I mean, it doesn't bother me if he invented it and kept it a secret. You know, that's so he did. I'm not going to lose sleep over whether Shlomo Melech made it or didn't make it. I lose sleep over other things, not this. Okay, Rabbi said, let's go on a little further. So it's interesting, the Egle Tal, who talks about this, he says something very similar. This is in Vasho, Sif Cotton, he actually is called the Ofa, actually. Sif Cotton Tess. So he says that. How come the Rambam changed? We just said before, the first two are Tolus and the second and the last one is an Av. He says as follows. He quotes our Gemara. Like this. Bishul samemonim she'eino chozo lekadmuso v'zeh chozo lekadmuso alkein eino ela Tolus. Black and white. Goes back to its original thing. You're right. As Ben said, maybe it would be Potter completely. Kamash on Yechayim, it's only a Tolda. So Matach is again. Goes back. But the third case, Ein Achozel the Kadmuso, he didn't say it's a Tolda. It sounds like it's considered to be an Av. This is Sivkotten Tes Os Vov. In Os Yud, he has the following question. How come Yechayim in our Gemara, if it goes back, is the Mefurash Rambam, Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Gimel, in Hilchos Shabbos, that you only chayav in a Malacha Miskayemes, has to have duration, has to be enduring. Here, it just goes back right away. Says Egle Tal as follows. Egle Tal says, look, in the Mishkan, they had Hituch Matchis. So that he took matris, that was in the Mishkan, so therefore it's considered to be chayev. Was the other kinds of malachas that the Rambam is describing, talk about tzviya, ksiva, binyan, where in the Mishkan it was miskayev, So therefore, if it's not Miskayim, you'd be potter. But, so we had Hituch Matches in the Mishkan, so you'd be chayim even if it's not Miskayim. So writes Egle Tal cryptically in Simin, again, in Ofe, Sifkot, Tes, Os, Yud. The Shvis is the Shabbos. Sifkot and Lamed Zayin. Anyone have one here in the room? Shvisa Shabbos. He has a slightly different idea. But you know, it depends on what the nature of the malacha is. Rabosai, these three malachas we spoke before, Ksiva, Tzviya, Binyan, by their very nature, are supposed to be enduring. When you're writing, you're taking your notes now for the shiur, you want that to endure. Right? Someone paints a house, they just painted the Gluck Center, just built, they painted its wall white. They want to remain white till Mashiach comes. Supposed to endure. And when they built the Gluck building, that's the short of Mashiach, after they pick the whole thing up and bring it to Eretz Yisrael. It's meant to be enduring. Right? However, when you cook something, you want it to endure. You want to use it. You cook a potato to eat it. You bake bread to eat it. Yes?
You cook it forever of its life, but you eat it. So you want
that's a fancy way to say it. You're saying it is Miskayim. It's Miskayim as long as the potato is Miskayim. That's
so
a different way to say it. Okay.
My kid used to get it to Miskayim, but then I had to rip it up right afterwards. It's not Miskayim then.
Yeah, but it would have been Miskayim forever.
Here.
No, the potato would rot after a certain amount of time. We're not saying forever. Anyway, I'm just giving you what the Shvisa on Shabbos has a slightly different take as far as this particular detail is concerned. So what about the water? What about the water? So, the Egle Tal, in a different place, Sifkoton, I'm just giving you, you can look it up later on, Sifkoton Yutes, talks about water, find the exact spot, if I can find it quickly. Ah, look what he says. Mashamayim is bashlu. Afilu achash in its tanenu. Eino doma mayim uvusholom in konash in its bashlu. Vizeh yodua berefua. Dakta sochet shavarebe. Right, living in 100 years ago, his doctor told him, boil the water. Vizeh yodua berefua. This I understand much better than the Drush of Saran. I don't get the Drush of Saran. This I understand. Yes.
Once you boil the water, if you boil the water a second time, then it shouldn't be Bishul. So why would you say...
A first encounter with what is going to be our major, major topic, I guess starting right now, and going for who knows how long. And what is that four-word topic? Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Where's that topic? Where's that expression found? Where's that expression found? Ein Bishul. Where did you see it for the first time? Is it? It's not in the Chumash. It's not in the Mishnayos. Is it in the Gemara? I don't think so. It's in the Rishonim. Rishonim have coined the phrase Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. I'll just show you one place where you can find it. I'm sure there are many. This is on Yomar Makomos down the line. We'll get to the details later on. But just to see Osios Machimo, just to see the holy words of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, I believe you can find those words in the Mordechai Simen Shin Beis. It's on page Yud Gimel in our print, top of column 1, and the old print, I can't tell you where it is. He says, Pirish Shin Beis starts, quotes the Rav Lezer Mimitz, the Arayan, Mikan, the Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. It's our first encounter with the phrase Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Here it is. Mordechai Simon Shin Beis. The first few lines. Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Okay. While we're contemplating this, I just want to finish two things and get back to the Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. One is something about eggs. Eggs. You can cook the egg, it becomes hard. A hard-boiled egg. Who has ever paid attention to how eggs get cooked? Those about behind cooking eggs? I certainly don't know. But apparently the Ram Kazis, did know. Guess he checked out with the rabbits and how you cook eggs, yeah?
Doesn't the Gemara say that cooking is a wonder, a miraculous wonder from God because it makes the hard things soft and the soft things hard?
Okay, it's
so
possible.
We know that cooking doesn't always make things
correct, but correct. But I'm reading to you what the Ram Kaziz says. Listen very carefully. Listen carefully. He quotes our Rashi. As only time you're cooking is if it softens first. And he says as follows. Ubevadai kol davar hamizbashel. This is Ram Kaziz speaking. Afal pishem miskashe bevishulo kigon ha-beitza. You know about hard-boiled eggs. Misrakeches hi betchila ki ha'esh mafrid ha'chelek ha'dakshaba u'marticha. So he says, the mechayev for cooking eggs is not when they become hard, but when they initially become soft. Now you'll say, what's soft? They started off soft. A raw egg is also soft.
The yolk can get softer.
The yolk will get softer initially.
I might say it will. I don't know if it will, but
I'm embarrassed to say I don't know much about eggs, but he claims that's how the cooking part. You have any? Yeah.
Just the Rambam sounds. I know the Gemara seems to sound against it, but the Rambam seems to say if you make something harder.
Oh, very good question. We'll get to that. The Rambam, I read it before. The Rambam says that if you make something hard or you make something soft, you're chayev. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara is only if you make something soft, not if you make something hard. Good question. Well, Lecha Mishnah has the question. We're going to talk about the parent of Lachavav. We'll get to it. Yes, sir.
If you make sunny side up, you'll see that the
sunny side up, yes.
So you'll see that the egg whites still boil like a couple of seconds before they get hard.
Oh, arrive from sunny side up, that Maram Kaziz is right. He must come from sunny side.
Everything you cook, the reason it gets hard is when you're cooking it, it first gets soft because the molecules in the water boil. As the water evaporates, it gets cold. And that also, when something's been cooked once, and it does heats up much quicker the next time, it comes softer the next time because there's less liquid in that.
Water too?
My
rhyme was talking about water. Yes, yeah, I understand very well. The Kitzer, this is what he says. And for this reason, we have to discuss water. What's pshat in water? Look what he says. Does water get softer when you cook it? The Ran seemed to say so, but the Chazon Ish, who also knew how to learn and knew science, said, come on. Water gets softer? What are you talking about? Water doesn't get softer. And because water does not get softer, says Chazon Ish, chamimusam zehu bishulam. How do you like that? In other words, when something can get soft, its cooking process is softening it. But when something cannot get soft, you don't say, okay, so if it can't get soft, there's no chiv if you cook it. That would emerge from the analysis that if cooking is softening exclusively, A, if you cannot soften water, B, what should come out? Is there a chiyuv d'oraisa for cooking water, yes or no? Put two and two together, the answer would be no. Does anybody say that? Is there anybody who said that if you cook water, there's no chiyuv d'oraisa? Has anyone seen such a source? Anybody? Who would imagine such a thing? So, yes, it is found. Yes, it is found. It's found in the Sefer Kalkelas HaShabbos. I told you more than once, Kalkelas HaShabbos is written by the Tiferes Yisroel, who also was a shtickle scientist. He was a you know what I'm talking about? Who knows what I'm talking about?
Evolution.
He was soft on evolution, if I may use that expression. He was a scientifically oriented individual. He said that if you cook water, there's no chiyuv d'oraisa. Maybe he held these two assumptions. One, cooking is only softening. Two, you can't soften water. Three, cooking water is not a d'oraisa. Wow. I don't think he spelled all this out. You have a chance to look at the Kalkelas HaShabbos. He gives an intro to all the malachas. On the Bishul, he talks about this. But the Chazon Ish said, no. Since you cannot soften it, you have to have a different definition to cooking. And a different definition is heating. If you heat it, that is its cooking. That is its cooking. That is its cooking. Now. We said before that if you make a change, listen carefully, we said softening is a toldah. Making a qualitative change is an av. But what happens if you make the qualitative change without softening? So the Chazon Ish said, that's water. It's a qualitative change, heating it. Without softening, you're also chayav. What will happen in the following case, Rabbi Osai? Listen to this carefully. I take an egg. Okay? Now to make, how long does it take to make a hard-boiled egg? 5 minutes? All right, is it 10 minutes? Is that a good estimate? Who? Is it? 10 minutes? Let's take 10 minutes. For both sides, you throw an egg into the water, you want to have a soft boiled egg. How long do you wait? They have these things for that. How long is that? How long?
3 minutes.
3 minutes. So for push it. That's what I was growing up. 3 minutes makes a soft boiled egg. 10 minutes for hard boiled egg. Okay, this is the following case. Somebody on Friday took an egg and put it in there for 3 minutes. It's hereby a soft boiled egg. Good. Now on Shabbos, somebody comes along and decides to make it into a hard boiled egg. Presumably, he's not softening it. It was already softened. And made it, we call it in our language a soft boiled egg. Now, in his 7 minutes, 3 minutes passed. Right? I don't know if these are cumulative. I don't know how these. I'm just, let's say. Or you want it to be all in Shabbos. One guy put it in for 3 minutes and softened it. And another guy takes it out and puts it to another pot of water and hardens it. So who's chayev? What do you say? They're both chayev. The first guy softened it. The next guy changed its quality, which does not require softening. Does he quote some of this from Rabbi Yashar? You can kill two guys for one egg. Not one stone. One egg, you can kill two guys for one egg. The first guy softened it, the second guy hardened it. I'm sorry?
Can you get the second guy off the hook by saying Ein Bishlach HaBishl? It's the first case in the middle of the bushel.
Oh, good question. It's a good question. Ein Bishlach HaBishl. Hold on. So let's understand what it means. It's time to start thinking about this Ein Bishlach HaBishl. We've pushed it off for an hour. But it's the moment of truth. Yes?
Is there a Din of Shnayim Shasua by other malachas?
Good question. It should apply to all malachas if they're doing it at the same time. Not one after the other. The Pashas.
So even though the second guy couldn't have gotten it, the hard boiled egg, the first part, it's a
good question. I'm going to put that aside for the moment. Rabosai, we haven't opened the Mishnah Berurah yet today. Tommy opened up the Mishnah Berurah and see what he has said about some of these things. In order to understand Bishul Achar Bishul, let me just take a step backwards. Everyone agrees Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. There's no one who disagrees. You can't disagree. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah does not say the words Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, but the Mishnah does have words which indicate this. This is the Mishnah I asked you to see. Let's take a look at quote first. Kuf Mem Hei Amid Beis. Kuf Mem Hei Amid Beis. That's where the Mishnah is found. Please take a look. Kuf Mem Hei Amid Beis. We're going slowly, trying to be as methodical as possible. The Mishnah tells us on the Kuf Mem Hei Amid Beis as follows. Kol shebo b'chamin b'erev Shabbos, shoran osu b'chamin b'Shabbos. What do I mean? Rashi. Kol shebo b'chamin l'mashin nisbasho, shoran osu b'chamin k'dei sheyei nemoach, and there's no violation of Bishul. What happened? This mission screaming out, Ein Bishul achar Bishul. The Mishnah is screaming to us. It doesn't use those words, but that's what it's saying. Ein bishul achar bishul. Fine. No question about it. Here's a big shaila. What are we called dover lach? For the common something which is liquid. Do we extend the principle of ein bishul achar bishul to what we call dover lach? Or do we not? Let's take a look in the Rosh. The Rosh is Simen Yud Aleph in the third parak. Quote to Rashi. Rashi Pirish LMC, page Lamed Aleph in our print, column 1. Rashi Pirish Liel Gzeira Shema Yartiach Kedera. They asked Hatmona. We're not going to Hatmona now. They feel that you may heat something up on Shabbos. Kteirish and Itzdanan of Kshayirtsel Hatmina of Yartichena Betchila Behur Venimsa Mevashel Beshabbos. Skip to the fifth line, Lamadnu. Sha'af Betavshel Shin is Bashel Venitzdanan Shayach Bebishel. Kevin Sheyeshbo Mashke. Vahodi Amina and the Kosheba Bacham and Lifnea Shabbos, Shons of Bacham, Shabbos, Amishnah. Hainu Dava Yavish. Gon Tarna Golta, the Rabbi Abba, and Avkuf Mem Hei. The Mishnah Kuvay is all about solids. When it comes to liquids, it's Yesh, Bishel, Achar, Bishel, Bedavalah. So Rashi says. And the Poshup Shabbos, going to Rashi, said, Din Dorais. How do you know? Because it's a Gzera, you may do it. Otherwise, it might be a Gzera, the Gzera. So the Poshup Shah, according to Rashi, if you have liquid food, which is cooled down, you reheat it, you are over an Issa Doraisa of Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul Bidover Lach. That's the Poshup Shah. Why? Why is Lach different than Yavesh? Why? I'm asking a serious question. Why? If Yavesh, we say, you are Potter, why would you be Chai when it comes to Lach? Has to be a reason. Yes.
I mean,
there's
water in it. If you don't have the principle
in Bishop Al Pakish of water, because we know that once it cools down, you heat it up again, you're fired. Well, who said that?
You said that except for the Kalkalas
HaShabbos. No. The Kalkalas HaShabbos says I eat water for the first time, I'm Potter. What if I had water, I heat it up to 212 degrees, I cool it down to 40 degrees, he right back up again to 212. That's exactly the shah we're discussing. That the Rosh quotes Rashi is saying you'd be chayef. And the initial, we didn't go to it right now, but the initial opinion in Simon Yud in the Rosh says you are potter. And the Poshup Shat is that all those who don't say you're chayef assume you're potter, including that long list of notable Gedolei Olam is included, for example, the Rambam. Rambam never said Yesh B'Shach B'Shalem Allah. Yes? Okay, here's a pshat. If I take a chicken and I cook it up, a chicken in every pot. So I cook up a chicken, delicious, delicious chicken. Oh, heat. Obviously, you cook it, it's hot, very hot, too hot. You burn your tongue, it's very, very hot. Now I cool it off. We put it in the refrigerator. We take it out again. Is it now a raw chicken? Is it now raw chicken because I put it in the fridge for a day? What do you say? Of course not. But if I take water, put it on the kettle. Starts to whistle, 212. And then I leave it, put it back in the refrigerator. Take it back the next morning. What do you say about that water?
Same.
Almost the same. Okay. So the Egletal, in explaining why you would be chayev, according to the Rashi, and the Rosh who quotes him, uses the following expression. Ozalei bishulo. Its first bishul is history. It was hot, and now it's cold. History. He brings you an interesting riot. We saw in the Gemara and the Rambam that if you melt metal, you chayev on Shabbos. He asked the Eglei Tal, by definition, metal is molten. The word for metal, he was mateches. Lashon hatocha, for melting. That's how you make the metal in the first place. So how can you be chayev on melting metal on Shabbos? It should always say, bishul achar bishul. Yeah? Okay. Yeah, all right. Possible. But that's not the push-up shot.
But lots of times we've been saying in this class all the time today, talking about purifying water. He doesn't say anything about that either.
Okay. Okay. Some metals, whatever. Some metals are only hardened by an initial cooking process. You have to go into your science books and see how the metal is made. Let me make. Kamziak Leitalin answers the question. Because metal, the definition of cooking metal, is softening it. Once it hardens, so the softening is history. So too, when it comes to water, according to some Rishonim, the definition of cooking water is heating. Once it cools off, heating is history. So therefore, yesh bishul achar bishul. That would explain those who say yesh bishul achar bishul. Those who say ain bishul achar bishul will say, no, Egle Tal. We don't say ozole bishulo. The original bishul still has an impact, either according to the science or pseudoscience of the Drush HaSaran, I can't understand it, or according to the science of the 21st century, which goes back a few centuries already, but when you boil your water, you kill the germs. Zeh yadua berfua. So therefore, it's different. Yes?
What happens if you were boiling your water, but there was chicken in your pot?
Ooh, mazel tov. You got chicken soup.
And then I put it in the fridge, and the water separates out, and it's not yellow, and it's not tasty anymore.
That's what happens?
No, not in my fridge.
Not in my fridge either. You may have some kind of scientific fridge. So Rabbon is making a very good point. If, in fact, this is correct, then yesh bishul achar bishul should be limited to what?
Water.
It should not apply to other liquids. Because if you take a chicken and put it in water and make chicken soup, and you put it in the fridge, what do you have? Now you have chicken and water again? You have chicken soup. All right, it's cold, okay? You can't say ozale bishula. Let's all turn. You have the packets in front of you. We haven't opened it yet. It's time to open it. The Prima Gadim says exactly what you just said now. Bidiyuk. Word for word. Except they said everyone who disagrees. But okay. But word for word. Resh Nun Dalet. You have in the back of that notebook the entire Kemat, the entire Shulchan Aruch on Hilchos Bishul, starting from Resh Nun Gimel, including Resh Nun Dalet, a little bit of a few other siman in there, and of course Shin Yud Ches, which is the main siman about Bishul proper. This is, I believe, in Resh Nun Dalet. Now the Prima Gadim is divided in two: Eishel Avram and the Magen Avram, and Mishpat Zav and the Turei Zav, the Tas. So here we have. It's Resh Nun Dalet Sif Cotton Aleph and Eishel Avram. What page? Who was it? Do we have that?
132.
Okay. Let's read together. I'm starting the fourth line. Quotes of Shulchan Aruch, it says, Lach tzonein yesh bo bishul lach habishul. The yovesh, ein bo bishul lach habishul. Mahu lach, hu mahu yovesh. Says the Mogen Avraham, Shin Yud Ches Mem, we'll get to it later. The Taya HaKol B'Yemu Nikrash Lefaneinu. Is it now a liquid or a solid in front of us? If it's congealed, Afal Pish Nimoch Be'esh Yavishu. Right now it's considered to be a solid. V'Yemu Tzol, if it's a liquid, K'mo Shuman Avaz B'Zman HaChom Shenishpach Kamayim, pours like water. Skip the parentheses. Im Tzon Ein Hava B'Yishlach HaBishu. Because it pours. L'chora nire, here's your svara. Watch this. L'chora, the davka mayim v'shemen. He added oil to. She'ein o eish poel bo lahachshu kol kach. The nechal chai gamkein. You can have cold water. You can use cold oil. V'abishul hu hachimum. The definition of cooking is the heating. Hilchos Koshin. It's tana yeshem v'shem bishul because ozalei bishulo. Cool down, the original cooking is gone. History. Masha enkein shuman avaz u'moel abosa gravy she'yev shalechol ki'im ayadei bishul su af nitzdanein ein bo bishul. That's what you're suggesting. Only by pure water. Okay, oil. If you use an oil too. then yesh bishul lacha bishul balach. Not when it comes to soup, not when it comes to gravy. Great, right? Two lines later, elamistima saposkin mashma kol shud sola balach yesh ba mishul bishul lacha bishul b'nitzanein. Sorry, Charlie. It's a good svar, but the poskim, all the poskim say, not that way. Too bad, right? Too bad. That would have been good. That would have been good. Okay. Having said this, all right. So we're just wetting our feet into the sugya of bishul acha bishul. Yes. Doesn't have enough guts to argue with the whole world. That's Svar makes perfect sense. Someone on Shia said on his own, Avada makes perfect sense. Two Gadol on the same page. Okay. For Rabosai, it's fascinating to see how the Rambam codifies the Mishnah on that Kufam Hamid base about Imbishal Achabishal in a remarkable statement. And the statement can be found in the Rambam Perek Tes, in Ilchos Bishal. Halacha Gimel, you all have the Rambams in front of you. You have the Frankel Rambam, if I'm not mistaken. What page is the Rambam? Just look at the table of contents. There's only one page of Rambam there in the whole book. 31? Okay, look at page 31. Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel, in Ilchos Shabbos. The last line. Hamavashel Alaur, Dava Shahoya Mavushel Kol Tzorko, O Dava Shehna Tzorok Bishul Klal, Pot. The first half of that last line is Dovah Shem Mavushal Kol Tzorko. That's what we call in our language Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. So says the Rambam. This, as you see in the Magen Mishnah, which is on right on the spot, is against the Rashba. The Rashba is a much bigger makil. The Rashba says that once it's edible, even to a bandit, what's the bandit's name? Ben Dusoy. Right? They're real bandits. Jesse James, right? Ben Dusoy. He always was eating on the run. What percentage of cooking did he have time for, according to the Rambam? 50%. Rashi says it's third. Different bandits in Spain and in France. Okay? So so you have, once it reaches that stage, according to the Rashba, and I cook it a second time, I am not chayiv. That's the Rashba's take on the sugya, quoted by the Magen Mishnah, right there on the spot. But according to the Rambam, the only time he invoked the principle of Bishul Acha Bishul is what? How do I put it? Nu Mavushal Kol Tzorko. Because before I got into the act, it was already fully cooked as much as necessary. Not only that, but the Rambam, this Rambam has the word potter three times in Halacha Gimel. First, he talks about Mavkia, Beget Cham, what's called Toldos Chama, Pot. So come on, in the third parak, has to be from a fire. Comes from the sun, it's Pot. Toldos Chama, not Toldos Esh, fine. Then he says, Mavasha Bechame Tveria is Pot. Come on, in the hot springs of Tveria. I mean, that's also considered to be told as Chama or some other Ptur. We'll see that later. And then he says, Mavushal Kol Tzorko or Ein Tzorok Bishul Klal is Potter. Let me ask you a question, Rabbi Osai. If you asked me, the word Potter should have appeared either four times or once. You want to use Potter, save space, just say this, Potter. You want to put it every time, so say it four times. There are four halachas here in the Rambam. Told us Cham is one din. Cham Tver is another din. And then what? Bishul Acha Bishul is another din. And Ein Tzorok Bishul Klal is a fourth din. Why did the Rama put in three and four together under the same potter? The Rabbi said, the Yukim B'Lashon HaRamba. You get the impression that what? Say it again louder. The same din. Those two dinim, we'll call 3A and 3B, not 3 and 4, are two sides of the same coin. The reason why a potter by Ein Bishul Acha Bishul is because you don't need Bishul at all. And it's our Bishul Klal. That's why the Rav Lishitaso says only true if it's a special called tzarko. According to the Rashba, if I take an item from half cooked to fully cooked, I'm potter. Can't say in tzarko bishul klal. It's only half baked, half cooked before it. It's an expression in English. It's all a half baked theory. So I took it from half cooked to fully cooked. You better believe I'm accomplishing something. And you're still potter. You're still potter. It has nothing to do with the case of Zavah Shein Tzor Bishul Klal. But the Rambam puts them together for that reason. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. It's very important. Now this leads us to the very critical question about that Rambam, the last phrase. What does it mean? Zavah Shein Tzor Bishul Klal is potter. Those who paid careful attention, we learned in some of the earlier malachas, especially the Chazara, I made reference to this Rambam. What example did I give? Anybody remember one? Who remembers? Another category of Bishul we just saw before in Tosfos, where Bishul also plays a role. No. That's not up to that yet. Bishul Nachri, right? So who knows a little bit about Bishul Nachri? Yes? Correct. What's the expression in Talmud Bavli? Nechal Chai. Excellent. Nechal Chai ain't bo mishum Bishul Nachri. Is this the same thing over here? When the Rambam said in Perek Tes Halacha Gimel, Dovah Shein Tzorach Bishul Klal Potter, did he mean the same thing, Nechal Chai, or not? Good question, huh? Who thinks yes, raise your hand. Who thinks no, raise your hand. Who doesn't think, raise your hand. Baruch Hashem. Okay. It's a good question. What do you say?
If he said something like, opposed to, let's say, Mach of Endersai, so then maybe anytime you would want it to be cooked more than what you're eating, than the way its status is now, even if it could be eaten raw, or could be eaten less cooked, you want it to be cooked more, so then it's still good.
What you're saying is completely correct, but the question becomes, is your want enough to tip the scales? Or should we say, no, it's an apple. People eat apple. Rabbi, who fulfilled the mimer today? An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Who had an apple today so far? Okay, I have to confess, I'm the only one. My wife packs an apple for lunch most days. Okay, good. So you have a whole enough left time. I'm not sure if the day goes by shkia or by it's going to sleep. I don't know how this is.
Did it start last night?
I don't know. It's a lum de shavart. But an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Okay? So I had an apple for lunch. Delicious apple. Very beautiful. It's very tasty. But sometimes they have a thing called a baked apple. When you're making an apple, cinnamon or a baked apple, it's very nice. So what happens if I bake an apple? We call it baked apple. When it's cooked, I baked, I don't know what's happening. On Shabbos. Am I chayav according to the Rambam or am I potter? What do you say? Chayav or potter? I'll take a vote. Who thinks that since you can eat an apple raw, everyone thinks that's raw apples, if you're there, if you subsequently will cook an apple on Shabbos going on, you are potter. Who thinks so? Potter. Who thinks you're chayav if you cook an apple? If the chayavs have it. So the question becomes, what happened? The Rambam says. Interestingly, before we go into the Mishnah Berurah, we still have the Mishnah Berurah to talk about. Whoa. There's no watch in this room. We should put a clock on this room. Take a look in the Rosh at the very end of Perek Dalet Siman Beis. Very end. The very, very end. Talks about apples. He says, Tapuchim. He says, you should be careful when the apples keep far away from the fire. Should the memayer ligram bishulo b'shabbos? Get an impression that the Rosh votes with the majority of this Talmidim in this room to say just a passing comment that if you in fact will cook an apple on Shabbos, you would be chayv. Obvious question. Does the Rosh hold like the Rambam or like the Rashba? What is the Rosh's position about something which is cooked kamach or ben drusoy? Are you chayev or are you potter? Again, the Rambam said you'd be chayev if you cooked it completely, you finished the cooking job, and the Rashba, cited by Magen Mishnah, said you're potter. What's the opinion of the Rosh? So without, I don't have time to show you inside, the Bialocha says that according to the Rosh, you would be in fact potter. Like the Rashba, like most poskim against the Rambam. So I'm asking the following question. If I cook something which is Macha Ben Dusoy, the only guy who eats is Jesse James, and now I cook it to be fully cooked, I'm potter. So says the Rosh, at least going to be Halacha. Now the question becomes, why is it if I cook an apple, which even I eat, I'm a law-abiding citizen, I'm not running from the police, and I still eat apples in a raw state, so why should it be chayev? Why shouldn't every raw apple be more kal than Macha Ben Drusoy? Because Macha Ben Drusoy is only edible to crooks, and apples are edible to law-abiding citizens as well. As a matter of fact, the Gedolim, who read the Rambam like the minority of the people in the Shia, say you would be, in fact, potter for cooking an apple. Some of them derive the Kal v'chomer from Macha Ben Drusoy. Okay, you're right. Continue, yeah.
So, because when you, let's say you have a steak that's already Macha Ben Drusoy, so that means you're halfway to a steak. But with a raw apple, you're not halfway to a baked apple.
Okay, maybe what you're saying. So let me just end, because I have to get Dav Mincha, just end with one final word. Here's the Vart. According to the Rambam, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul is fact. Doesn't accomplish anything. So it's put in the same potter group with Ein Atzorach Bishul Klal. According to the Rashba, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul is law. It's not fact, it's law. That once there was a halachic cooking process, and for that enough Macha Ben Drusoy, that's clear in the Gemara Yechayah for that, then there can be no second obligation for the same food. It's a matter of law, not a matter of fact. Of course it gets better when it goes from half-cooked to fully cooked. But that's not considered to be bishul, since it was a previous bishul. With this Havosa, we have officially gotten our teeth into the Sugya Bishul Acha Bishul, and then tomorrow we'll go into a greater depth.
I don't understand. Doesn't it just seem extremely postulate that there's a difference between, meaning liquids, there seems to be this very simple thing of heating it up, and solids, heating it up, is actually being changed. Like otherwise, Binyamin raised this. Let's pretend I have a piece of ice, and I melt that ice.
Yeah. But not
is that
bishul,
is that
bishul
just right? Like melting a piece of metal as well?
We melt it without
heating. Put it over a fire and
And it just goes to room temperature.
Yeah, it goes to room temperature.
We'll talk about that too.